We're on the air. Let's see how the broadcast gets from the studio to your home.
I just want to hear the music, that's all.
Is it too complicated to just keep my records in the category, okay? Just put the rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B. I mean, you're not going to put Charlie Parker in with the rock and roll, would you?
What does it all mean?
I don't know. Who is Charlie Parker?
Yes!
Sounds Visual is a podcast featuring interviews and long-form conversations with DJs, crate diggers, record collectors, vinyl enthusiasts, beatmakers, producers, and musicians. Hi, welcome to another episode of Sounds Visual Radio. My name is Justin. Thanks for tuning in. My guest today on the 11th episode of the podcast is DJ Neely Neal. We talked to Neil about some of his favorite LPs and 45s. If you've ever been to a record store in Portland, then you've probably bumped into Neil, whether you knew it or not. He's a passionate record connoisseur whose unbridled love for music and vinyl spans multiple genres and styles. Born in Wiesbaden, Germany, and raised in Spokane, Neil's been residing in Portland since 2007, where he DJed for several years. These days, Neil is still buying records at a fever pitch, admittedly spending a good chunk of his paycheck on his vinyl addiction, and posting tons of great DJ mixes online. I hadn't seen Neil in a long time, so it was great to catch up with him and go through a deep stack of some of his favorite records. If you want to drop us a line here at the podcast, the email is soundsvisualradio@gmail.com. And you can always find old episodes of the show archived at mixcloud.com/soundsvisualradio. All right, let's talk to DJ Neely Neal.
Let's see, probably my first introduction to vinyl was in the late 70s, taping records for my sister, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, like other stuff, I think like AC/DC, whatever was popular, Kiss, Blondie was one of my favorites. My dad went and bought my sister and I each a stereo, and my sister got kind of like the record player one piece, and I had been given a boombox and got two tapes, and one of them was American Gigolo with Blondie Call Me, still one of my favorite bands. Here's the vinyl for that. And this, as I said, I had gotten it on cassette, but, you know, still a common record that I get all the time. This was, what, 50 cents at Clinton Street? Again, a great record store. I would say my earliest childhood of getting my first experience with vinyl, that was probably in Germany.
In Germany, okay.
And then in 1981, this is like a ways back,
yeah,
I moved to Spokane, Washington, and then I moved to Portland in 2007.
Okay.
And then in 2013, I moved to San Diego, and then in 2015, I moved back to Portland, and I've been here ever since then.
Right.
Mostly just working, buying records.
Yeah.
Like, once I had gotten my boombox, I started collecting cassettes. The first few CDs I bought were Ice-T, Eazy-E, mm-hmm. and then I got the Superfly soundtrack because I had heard him. I was reading the liner notes, and it said it was sampled from that, and I was like, what's this music?
Right.
So I'd gotten that. That was probably the first, like, funk CD I'd gotten. That would be around 1990. I had gotten a CD boombox for Christmas and gone to the store from my paycheck from, like, the hamburger stand.
Uh-huh.
And then once I got a record player, I started collecting records. Back then, they had what was called record clubs, and they would just mail you cassettes, and basically I was getting those.
Yeah.
After MTV started, I think, in 1984, probably a lot of going, like watching MTV after school 2-3-4 hours a day.
And then what did you do after high school? Were you just kind of doing odd jobs?
No, I went to college.
Oh, you did go to college. Where'd you go to school? Yeah.
Eastern Washington University, accounting degree.
Okay.
And then after that, I worked as an accountant, retired from accounting, and that's when I really started DJing seriously. I'd been a pretty serious record collector before that, but and CDs as well, cassettes, just music in general.
Yeah.
And then after I retired, that's when I started DJing seriously and started buying vinyl really, really seriously.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't even DJ anymore, but I'm still like very into like buying every paycheck. There's certain genres I don't really get into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like stuff that's, like, beat heavy, that's, like, dance-oriented. I just started a new Instagram, Dance Music Vinyl.
Oh, okay.
So, kind of focused on that. And then other stuff kind of, like, I was showing you the African ceremonial folk, like, ambient music.
Yeah.
You know, like, Ravi Shankar, Stephen Halpern, like, chill-out music, and then stuff like Saturday Night Fever,
right.
Which to me, like, that was kind of my introduction to dance music and beat music as a whole, which then also ties into just the record buying. So let's start with Curtis Mayfield's Superfly. I would say if I had to pick a favorite song off this, I'd go with Give Me Your Love. This is another classic I got, Prince, Purple Rain, and this is the picture disc, which, and I would say my favorite song off this, definitely Purple Rain, which, I mean, it rains all the time in Portland, how can you not love it? Definitely my favorite jazz album, A Love Supreme, John Coltrane. It's just such a deep piece of, to me, this accompanies, like when you describe to someone and say, oh, I listen to jazz, and they want to hear, like, what does a jazz album sound like, I would play them this. Just so good, the bass line at the beginning. Oh, man.
Talk about that George Benson real quick.
This is an incredible record. George Benson, Erotic Moods, recorded by the Harlem Underground Band with George Benson. And there you have Smokin' Chiba Chiba, absolute classic break song, classic like rap song, classic 420 song. Oh man. And George Benson, another one where you can find a lot of records, you know, in the dollar bin that are still just classic breaks, classic samples.
Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? Got that good Chiba Chiba. Right on, right on, right on, right on. You down? I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Good Chiba Chiba. Chiba Chiba. Dynamite. You dig that Chiba Chiba, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoochie Coochie Man. I got that mojo thing. Chiba Chiba.
And the record I brought to talk about, Run DMC, Walk This Way, with, for me, King of Rock. That was the first rap song that just blew me away. Hearing that on MTV and just being like, oh, man. You know, like, I had never heard anything like that. Like, it was, like, so hard. Like, the previous rap stuff I had heard, like Sugar Hill Gang, it was cool, but it wasn't, like, didn't really express kind of this, like, teenage angst and rage that you have. Whereas that Run DMC, King of Rock, did.
You guys don't belong in here.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party and come correct. All cuts are on time and rhyme connect. Got the right to vote and we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand it, but give us respect.
All right, what's next in the pile?
Here we have, like, Sun Ra, Space is the Place, one of my all-time favorite movies and favorite jazz songs. And just kind of one of the things I like about jazz is just the cosmic element of it. And things, too, just about his lifestyle, like living in a commune with, you know, the other band members. Just like he was a far-out cat, out his own albums.
Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Yeah. Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place.
All right, what's next?
The next one I brought is a current artist, Burial, and I have quite a few of his vinyls. This one is Kindred, and the thing that strikes me about this artist is every time I've been in a record shop and someone else has been in there kind of buying what I would call like dance-oriented music, groove-oriented music, they've been buying a Burial LP. And I would say every time I've seen someone with it buying a 12-inch, it's by Burial. And also an artist I really love, kind of this somber, beat-driven music, kind of like post-rave come down, where it has kind of like rave samples, but incorporated in kind of more like Portishead style. Of Ethiopia, one of my all-time hypnotic favorite jazz records. Probably my favorite James Brown album, Fred Wesley and the JB's Damn Right I Am Somebody. For me, what I would consider the first techno song, Blow Your Head. As soon as I found out, this was kind of where I first really started getting deep into funk. I had heard kind of that synth line sample on multiple hip-hop records, Schoolie D, Public Enemy. But I had always thought it was somebody in the studio playing it. And then I was talking to the person at the record store in Spokane, Unified Groove Merchants, Breezy Brown. Definitely my introduction into, like, deep, rare groove records. And he was like, oh, it's this James Brown record, Fred Wesley and the JBs. And since then, to me, that's one of the all-time, just, like, bone-chilling synth lines. So good.
Next,
Brass Construction. I would say another song I had first heard this off, sampled off Schoolie D's early albums, Movin', Changin', just ultra like heavy bass line, kind of like proto house. Yeah, before I had even known what house music was. And then once I started listening to that, I was like, oh man, you know. Favorite jazz artists, Grover Washington Jr. I would say probably my first introduction to jazz, which is a pretty heavy form of music. I would say Grover Washington Jr., Just the Two of Us. Hearing that on the radio growing up in Germany, probably 1980, 1981, and just thinking, oh man, that is like, I, you know, it just like you can feel it in your bones. And then, you know, most people listen to hip-hop, and then you're like, oh, that's not a band in a studio or a guy with a drum machine. That's a guy taking some jazz record from the 70s and looping it up, and somebody else is doing poetry over it. I mean, it's really avant-garde.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
One of my favorite jazz albums, Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. And then the other one I really like is Bitches Brew. But I've never been able to experience and have the level of intimacy with that record that I've had with Kind of Blue, because there's a certain thing about with record collecting, you know, you're having your like expensive pieces. But then when, you know, you buy a record like this was $6, then it's like, I'll just play it till the record wears out. Mm-hmm. And I've never found a really cheap copy of Bitches Brew. It's always been like, I have the $35 Quadrophonic. It's the most recent one I got at Dig in Selwood. And that, you know, it's like I'm not going to play it, you know, 100 times a day. But that one I got cheaper. And then you can kind of like really get into the grooves of the record just by playing it all the time. Mm-hmm. Other one, I would say one of my first introductions to funk music, watching the movie Shaft with my dad, mm-hmm. hearing that song and just being like, oh man, it was so bad. The original soundtrack recording. And then if I had to pick a song off it, Do Your Thing, which for me, that's one of the ultimate like 420 stoner jams. Just 20 minutes of just like groove funk playing. Oh, man. And then this, probably one of my earliest music memories, the first cassette I got, American Gigolo. If I had to pick a song off this, Night Drive by Giorgio Moroder. Mm-hmm. My first introduction to disco music, probably 1980, 1981. Hearing that, and you know, I'm a little kid, and it's like, oh wow, that really blows your mind. Another one of my first cassettes, Best of House Music from Profile Records, which to me, that when I heard this, this just blew my mind. I'd never heard any kind of like just these fast, like hard beats, heavy bass, heavy drums. Marshall Jefferson, Move Your Body, like the house music anthem. That just like when I heard that, it just like blew me away. Saturday Night Fever. This was, I bought this recently, but you know, I've bought it every time I see it, but it was one of the first records my dad would listen to, where it was kind of a super early musical memory. And you know, hearing this stuff that is still classic now, like Calypso Breakdown, Ralph McDonald, classic break. Another early one, Carl Orff, Carmina Burana. This is probably, you know, my earliest childhood memory is sitting in the living room and my mom playing classical music, playing this album. And then kind of the other side to how I listen to and what I buy, other than kind of these heavy dance records, heavy just like records like that, is like the meditation records, like Paul Horn, Inside the Great Pyramid. You know, this cat, this is deep, goes into the Great Pyramid and records himself playing the flute. I mean, such a, every time I see it, I just buy it and go home and just deep meditative music that takes you to a different place. Each time I move, I kind of set it up as an in-home studio, Right now I'm doing three portable turntables, a CDJ, a little boombox, like a radio that I just turn to like static. Mm-hmm. And kind of like mix it all in together, like kind of this like ambient soundtrack.
That's cool.
Which brings other ambient soundtracks, Chinese Buddhist music, which I would say even before I heard this specific record, I had heard it sampled on a lot of ambient records that were coming out of kind of like the industrial scene. And I didn't know what it was. And then I heard my mom had taken me to a Buddhist monk concert. And I was like, oh man, that's like this stuff I've been finding on these weird, like you don't even know what it is. It's just like a black, like photocopied piece of paper with a CD in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like some weird noise where you're like, what the hell is this? And I found out a lot of more sampling this Chinese Buddhist music, which this was recorded by John Levy. And I have a few other ones, maybe like 10 other of these. And but it's all like basically Chinese Buddhist music. Then getting into other just deep meditative music, Ravi Shankar. This one is The Sounds of India. But again, something every time I see it in the field, I just grab it and you put it on. And it's just so meditative with the sitar. And I think everyone that's a digger and into vinyl, that's kind of one of the things that people where they only listen to like music on their iPhone don't really get that kind of like randomness where you're like, you know, you might be into hip hop or you might be into metal or you might be into jazz. But when you're out record digging, you're going to be like, oh, that looks interesting. I'll buy that. But how often are you like flipping through your phone and something's completely out of your listenable genre where you're like, that looks interesting. I'll listen to that. Not really. You're on your phone. You're mostly listening to stuff that's in the genres you already know. You're not like taking a chance. Which, I mean, that's how I got into stuff like Ravi Shankar. Definitely this cat right here, Stephen Halpern, like an incredible new age musician. This is him on Fender Rhodes Spectrum Suite. Like what he has other ones that are functional. Like the one I have now is that I have playing at home on repeat is Clutter Clearing, which is the name of the CD, Stephen Halpern Clutter Clearing, which I got at Music Millennium. You put it on and it has these affirmations about, you know, I want to keep my space clean. I need to declutter. And I definitely like have started organizing my record collection.
So it's working.
Yeah. And then this is the last of the vinyl here of the LPs. I still have a few 45s. Africa Ceremonial and Folk Music. It was compiled by someone I was introduced to by my mom, David Fanshawe, who basically, this is, came out in the 50s or 60s, went to Africa and just, you know, the deepest, darkest tribal drum beats, just like, wow. You know, basically house music before there was house music. When it was like there was no recorded music, you know, and they're sending people to just kind of record all this like early religious music.
Hey,
saying is kind of this like early like music, another one classic sampled in a disco cut, Voyage, Ketchak Fantasy, classic break. Another classic break, Dennis Coffey, Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another cool 45, William Devon, Be Thankful for What You Got. Just kind of, you know, upbeat messages. You put that on, you're gonna have a good day.
A car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got.
Diamond D, 45. You know, another one I play slow on this. I play the beat. You know, who is it? Royce da 5'9", Skills and Diamond D, produced by G Squad. Just when you wake up in the morning and you put on a record with just kind of like a minimalist hip hop beat. Oh man, so good. Just wake up and hear that. Another beat heavy 45 I like, the Budos Band, Vertigo. Beatles in the Bog, one of the records with kind of like this militaristic drum beat. Oh, and then Fat Back Band, Going to See My Baby, probably the first house bass line.
People find you on Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
Okay, let's see. So on Instagram, Neely, DJ Neely Neal, and a new Instagram I'm starting, where, because I'm not, I haven't DJed in like 4 years. I'm like, now that's kind of just like some like glory day from way back. So my new Instagram is Dance Music Vinyl. I'll also be kicking off a Discogs under that name as well. I already have a few records in there. So far, nothing for sale. Just, I'm a record nerd. I like to catalog my collection. I like to look at other people's collections. Like, to a bunch of people, this would not be interesting. They would just be like, huh? But like, to them, their interest in a record is they'd find it someplace and at a garage sale and then sell it on the internet. They're not even understanding the art form and the importance of it. Like, those are artifacts of music, artifacts of a bygone era of listening to music, having to seek out music. I mean, people to now just listen to whatever music there is put in front of their face, and that's kind of, there's not this thing where you're like, oh, it's my favorite band, I'm gonna go to the record store and get their new album that just came out. You know, that, like, I went there, they were like, huh, we don't have that album yet, that'll be another month. And it kind of like, and also just even where they're like, huh, you know, like, you don't, there isn't that kind of like the internet just kind of changed for people that grew up previously where your way of listening to music was vinyl, compared to where now it's kind of like, it's still cool and hip, but it's also like a different, and they're growing up listening to some other format of music and then coming into it.
Mixcloud.
Oh yeah, DJ Neely Neal mixes of rare records, rare groove records of all genres, everything from jazz, soul, funk, techno, house.
Cool.
People can find me on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
I have numerous
SoundCloud too.
I have DJ Neely Neal, dance tracks, techno tracks, night tracks, DJ Mix. Let's see who else there is. I also have an ambient series, Ambient Meditation, probably my most popular SoundCloud song at 1,000 plays. And that's under Ambient Meditation is the artist.
Okay.
And the song is Relaxed Atmosphere. Definitely designed to put you in a very relaxed, deep state.
Well, cool, man. I appreciate you coming and talking some records.
Oh, thanks for having me. I felt honored. I was like, man, I can't believe somebody's interviewing me about my record collection. Holy shit. You know?
No, I appreciate you coming and walking us through these records, man. We'll see you around town.
Awesome.
For an archive of Sounds Visual Radio episodes, please visit our website at soundsvisualradio.com. You can find us on Instagram at Sounds Visual Media. You can find us on Facebook at Sounds Visual PDX, or you can email us at soundsvisualradio@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.